You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire. With recent news, Parliamentary Services is required to make budget cuts. Parliamentary cleaners are worried that their recently won living wage may be stripped away. Parliament's cleaners won the living wage under the previous Labour government, which had committed to a wage increase during the 2017 election campaign. With the news that the Parliamentary Services may have to make budget cuts, is there a fear that cleaners' wages will go down?
There is a fear that they probably won't go down in dollar terms, but that they could easily slip behind. The cleaners have, after many years, won a living wage, and there is a danger that they will slip back to the minimum wage.
After the previous government increased these wages to the living wage, what's the feeling like with the possibility that they might be dropped again so soon?
I guess you could say those cleaners have just recently felt the difference in their lives about being able to live with dignity and have enough money to put petrol in the car, you know, to live a life of dignity, not a luxurious life. And it's a very recent memory, like the struggle, the poverty struggle, and the kind of knowledge that their current lives are now in danger is really real and really visceral, because they know exactly what it's like if they don't have that.
So is the difference between the minimum wage and the living wage, is it that impactful?
Yeah, it really is. The difference between being able to do more, being able to have time with your children, being able to live without having to do a whole lot of overtime and have more than one job and have no time with your kids and or no money to, you know, buy shoes, to pay the sports fees, to go to the pictures, to even, you know, have a picnic.
Several MPs in the current government have explicitly thanked the works of Parliament's cleaners since coming into government, including National's Chris Pink, ACT's David Seymour and New Zealand First's Winston Peters. What do you have to say about that?
That's fantastic. Words are important, but words don't put food on the table. So I guess the call is to put your money where your mouth is. If you appreciate that work, and we've got no reason to believe that they don't appreciate it, then we really call on you. If you're making cuts, then don't do it at the expense of those essential workers.
How do the wages of cleaners in the parliamentary cleaners, how do their wages compare against industry standards?
There are a lot of cleaners outside of parliamentary services who are on the minimum wage. And so that political will to make the living wage the standard is really important. It's important for the whole industry, because once it's established in a workforce like this, it's easier to negotiate it elsewhere, but it's certainly not a given.
Do you have anything else to add about the workers' pay and the workers' wages?
I just guess that it was a long campaign. It was a political promise that people contracting cleaning services would be required to pay a living wage. That's a really important gain and very easily lost if the government just doesn't require it in their contracts.
That was Rachel McIntosh, the National Secretary for ETU, the union covering cleaners, talking about potential wage cuts for parliamentary cleaners.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.